This is the Urban Christian News Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. First, according to the Christian Post, the American Humanist Association, a nonprofit group that advocates for humanists, atheists, and other non-theistic Americans, has accused the Griffin Spalding school systems in Georgia of hosting unconstitutional school prayer activity for student athletes. But the school district says the students have been leading their own prayer and they have a constitutional right to do so. The group announced on Monday that their legal team sent a warning letter to Superintendent James Smith and Lindy Pruitt, principal of Spalding High School, stating a concerned parent informed them that the high school hosted a prayer breakfast and sermon for football players, provided by Griffin First United Methodist Church. The Griffin First United Methodist Church hosted a breakfast and sermon for football players at Spalding High School, in clear violation of the Establishment Clause of the Constitution. The school's softball coaches also led the team in prayer before games. The AHA said in a release this week. A statement from Griffin Spalding County School System to WSBCV confirmed that they received the AHA's letter, but insists that no laws were broken. The August 23rd post referenced by the AHA on the district's Facebook page is no longer publicly available. Second, according to the Daily Mail, the Trump administration is threatening to cut funding for a Middle East Studies program run by the University of North Carolina and Duke University, arguing that it's misusing a federal grant to advance ideological priorities and unfairly promote the positive aspects of Islam, but not Christianity or Judaism. In August 29th, a letter from the U.S. Education Department orders the Duke-UNC Consortium for Middle East Studies to revise its offerings by September 22nd, or risk losing future funding from a federal grant that's awarded to dozens of universities to support foreign language instruction. The consortium received $235,000 from the grant last year, according to the Education Department data. A statement from the UNC Chapel Hill says the consortium deeply values its partnership with the Department of Education and is committed to working with the department to provide more information about its programs. Officials at Duke declined to comment. The Education Department declined to say if it's examining similar programs at other schools. Third, according to the Washington Examiner, Baron Hilton, a businessman who once headed the Hilton Hotel chain and owned an NFL team, died Thursday at the age of 91. In 1966, Hilton took over as president and CEO of Hilton Hotels Corporation from his father Conrad Hilton, who founded the empire. His son Stephen Hilton said the family is mourning the loss. Born in Dallas in 1927, he moved to Los Angeles in 1937 and started off his career in hospitality parking cars for hotel guests. Hilton enlisted in the Navy, where he learned how to fly planes, a passion he continued throughout his life. Hilton was also the founding owner of the now Los Angeles Chargers. The football team said in a statement that the modern NFL would not be what it is today without the vision of Baron Hilton. A generous philanthropist and billionaire, his family said he committed 97% of his wealth to the Conrad N. Hilton Foundation's humanitarian work. Fourth, according to the Daily Mail, a Lebanese man accused of involvement in the hijacking of a TWA plane and the murder of a U.S. Navy diver has been arrested in Greece, police said on Saturday. The 65-year-old was spotted by policemen in the island of Mykonos and was detained on Thursday, a statement said. Greek authorities said there was a European arrest warrant issued by Germany for the hijacking as well as a kidnapping committed in 1987. Greek media said he was involved in the June 14, 1985 hijacking of TWA Flight 847 and the murder of an American passenger. He was also wanted in connection with the 1987 kidnapping crime, possibly related to his release in return for the freeing of two German citizens held hostage by his accomplices in Lebanon, the source said. Fifth, according to NBC News, the United States is deploying military forces to the Middle East after Saturday's drone attacks on major oil sites in Saudi Arabia that the administration of President Donald Trump has blamed on Iran. The president has approved the deployment of U.S. forces, which will be defensive in nature and primarily focused on air and missile defense, U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said at a news conference Friday. Answering reporters' questions about the deployment, General Joseph F. Dunford, Jr., chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, described the troop deployment as modest and not thousands. Dunford said he plans to confer with the U.S. Central Command and Saudi officials to work out details of the deployment, which he said would be announced next week. Sixth, according to ABC News, for at least the fifth week in a row, a shooting has taken place during a high school football game. Two teens injured in Philadelphia are the latest victims in a string of shootings that have taken place at or near high school football games across the country. A 15-year-old and a 14-year-old were shot Friday night during a football game at Philadelphia's Simon Gratz High School, according to Philadelphia ABC affiliate WPVI. The sounds of the gunshots sent people running across the field as the PA announcer called on spectators to evacuate. It was not immediately clear if the shots rang out inside or outside the stadium, but police and multiple shell casings were found outside, according to reports. The shooting halted the game in the second quarter. Police said no arrests have been made so far and a weapon has not been recovered. Seventh and finally today, according to CBN, on Monday, Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger reacted to the shocking news that his season was over after suffering a brutal elbow injury by acknowledging that all he can do at this point is trust God. The quarterback, who has played for the Steelers since 2004, was hurt in the second quarter of Sunday's game against the Seahawks and is expecting to have surgery later this week. In a statement shared to Twitter by NFL insider Adam Schefter, Roethlisberger expressed his frustration over missing virtually the entire year. "This is shocking and heartbreaking for me to miss this much of a season and feel like I'm letting down so many people," he wrote. "I can only trust God's plan, but I am completely determined to battle through this challenge and come back stronger than ever next season." You can read these stories and more at UrbanChristianNews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks for listening and may God bless your day.